Gunpowder and Sky. CBS presents a Gunpowder and Sky production.
So let's get started. Are you ready?
In the Ryman Theater.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Please make welcome Jack White and Ringo Starr.
Jack and Ringo walk out on stage. Ringo makes a peace sign with both hands. Text appears, Matchbox. Jack plays guitar while Ringo takes a microphone out of its stand.
Are you ready to have some fun? Are you ready to hear some good music? We got a lot of players coming on and off this stage tonight. Jimmy! Around my tree. If you don't bring those peaches, the mess around my tree. I got news for you, baby. Leave you here in misery. Give me it. That's why.
Jack plays a solo. You are listening to audio description on the SAP channel. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV. A white bearded man plays a slide guitar. Ringo holds up peace signs as the audience applauds.
Thank you!
Glimpses show views of the concert.
Get ready for a once-in-a-lifetime show when Liverpool lands into Nashville.
I'm gonna play a song from the White Album. Anybody got a copy of that?
And the best in country music reinterpret Ringo and Beatles classics, featuring special messages by Dolly Parton, Sir Paul McCartney, and Lainey Wilson. And performances by Jack White, Mickey Guyton, Sheryl Crow, Emmylou Harris, The Warren Treaty, Larkin Poe, Molly Tuttle, Billy Strings, Sarah Jarosz, Jamie Johnson, and many more. From Nashville, Tennessee, Ringo and Friends at the Ryman.
A glimpse shows a photo of young Ringo with Jack White.
I love Ringo coming back to country music and to Nashville, because when I first met him, I asked him about Boku of Blues. That's one of my favorite things Ringo ever did, was that country record. Ringo really brought the love of Buck Owens, Act Naturally, and this country vibe, and Don't Pass Me By on the White Album. He was really the one that really brought a lot of that country influence to that band and the Beatles. Obviously, it was a lot of different influences from jazz to blues to rock and roll. But he brought the country to the band, and thank God he did.
Yeah, let's run it without Ringo, for everybody to play.
Okay, right. thanks a lot.
In 1970, you made the album Boku of Blues.
I did.
Which is a very country record. In fact, I think you make it here?
I made it here.
Yes.
And Pete Drigg. Pete was coming, I didn't know George knew Pete even, was coming into England to play on his record. And I was playing on it.
Right.
He came in and he said, "Hey, Hoss, see you like country music?" Because I had a lot of cassettes.
Mm-hmm. He called you Hoss?
Yeah, of course. And he said, oh, you must come to Nashville and make a record. And I said, oh, I don't know, you know. We just split up and they don't want to go strange places. I flew into Nashville. The next day we picked in the morning 5 songs. The afternoon and evening we recorded them. And we did that the next day, another 5 songs, finished them. And I left the next day.
In the theater.
Please welcome Molly Tuttle. Sheryl Crow.
Hey, Sheryl Crow.
Mickey Guyton.
You know, some days it don't come easy.
Ringo stands on stage with Molly, Sheryl, and Mickey. It don't come easy. Mickey and Molly sway their hips along with the music. The audience stands as Ringo waves his hands.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right.
Coming up.
Coming up, Sheryl Crow, Molly Tuttle, and Larkin Poe rock out with Ringo on one of his favorite songs, along with a brand new take on Octopus's Garden. And later, see Dolly Parton talk about her favorite Beatles song.
A title, Ringo and Friends at the Ryman.
Can we just talk about Ringo for just like a minute?
With Sheryl Crow.
The first time I actually got to spend any time with Ringo was at a Kennedy Center honors. I believe that I threw myself at his feet because I've seen the photos of it. That's just what happens when you're a kid from a tiny town and you meet a Beatle, right?
On so many levels, being able to be on stage with Ringo tonight, as well as on the Ryman stage, it's like we're constantly having to pinch ourselves. It just feels like such a dream come true.
With Ringo.
Boys, a girl group did it.
Was it the Shirelles that did it?
The Shirelles,
yes.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I was with Rory when I did that. And with Rory, you'd have Ringo Starr time, and I'd have three or four songs. And that was one of them. And, you know, I do it to this day. I love it so much.
On stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ringo Starr.
Cheryl holds her guitar as Ringo walks out. They hug. He approaches Molly Tuttle as Rebecca and Megan Lovell join them on stage.
I think you get to play drums on this, no?
Ringo heads to a drum set.
Should we let him play drums?
Okay, I'm gonna do a song I've been doing for a long time, and it's called Boys.
Boys. Audience gives a standing ovation. In an interview, Ringo sits with Sheryl Crow and T-Bone Burnett.
We were a cover band in the Beatles. If you listen to the Beatles' first album, mm-hmm. ends with Twist and Shout, they're all covers. We did borrow riffs and stuff like that, but we borrowed the finest and the best in the world.
With Brenda Lee.
Yes, the Beatles opened for me. I had a lot of fun with Ringo because he's crazy. I just loved him to death. John was the quiet one, kind of introverted. Paul was, he was outgoing. And George was really quiet. He was always to himself. But I toured with him so much, we got to be such good friends, it was phenomenal.
When the Beatles came on the scene, it was like the sun came out again. It was as if there was hope, as if things were possible. They had a really powerful influence on me.
I loved all the Beatles. In fact, when they came out with the first Beatles song, I never had anybody, you know, just bowl me over.
There's something about Ringo and the Beatles and the music that feels like such a connector of humanity.
That's the first thing I think of when I think of from the Beatles. I'm at peace. I can breathe. I tried to get my hair like them, and I wanted to wear glasses like Ringo, as you can see. The hair didn't quite work out.
Yeah, no Ringo.
There it is.
You could tell they were just voracious about learning, getting better, incorporating, expanding. And I think as artists, that's what we all want to do.
The Beatles had a humongous influence on my music, of course, goes without saying. That's like saying, did pizza have an influence on your appetite? I mean, it's just, they're so incredible.
On stage, Molly Tuttle stands by a microphone.
Please welcome back to the stage, Molly Tuttle.
Well, I am just so excited to be here. I got to work on the brand new Ringo record. It was just the honor of a lifetime to sing with Ringo, work with T-Bone, and so excited to be celebrating that here in my hometown in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Mother Church. And I couldn't believe it when they asked me to sing this next song. I think this is the first Beatles song I ever heard. I was just a little kindergartner. I remember we'd sit on the carpet in school and sing this one with the teacher. I never thought in a million years I'd be here tonight singing it for you all. This is Octopus's Garden.
One, 2, 3, 4. Octopus's Garden. The audience gives a standing ovation and Molly waves. Coming up.
Next up, Lark and Poe take the stage for a novel take of the Beatles' I Wanna Be Your Man. And Paul McCartney shows some love for his fellow Beatle.
On stage, Rebecca and Megan Lovell walk out.
Please welcome Lark and Poe.
We are so proud to be a part of tonight's festivities. And I think one of the most important things to remember is that the Beatles are the soundtrack to all of our lives. And oh my gosh, Ringo! Our little 2.5-year-old niece is here tonight, and she is the biggest but littlest Ringo fan. So we're going to dedicate our song to her tonight. Nashville, can we be your man tonight?
I Want to Be Your Man. Rebecca plays the mandolin, joined by Megan on the slide guitar. The Lovell sisters bow and Rebecca blows a kiss. With Molly.
My favorite songs off the new Ringo album, one of them is the title track, Look Up. It has kind of this peaceful, loving quality to the lyrics, which I think is very Ringo.
Please welcome Molly Tuttle.
She joins Ringo on stage.
Man, I feel blessed tonight, all these great players coming on stage. Yeah. You know, I've got a new album out. And it's called Look Up, same as this song.
Look Up. You are listening to Audio Description on the SAP channel. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV.
Shadow town, look up.
producers show the band playing and the audience clapping along. Members of the audience stand as they applaud.
All right.
Coming up.
Up next, Jack White hits the stage again for his rendition of Don't Pass Me By. Paul McCartney tells us his favorite Ringo song. Plus, the Warren Treaty rattle the Ryman with their version of Without Her. Ringo and Friends at the Ryman will continue. This is CBS.
Ringo and Friends at the Ryman with Jack White.
When I was 14, I skipped school and went downtown Detroit. I went to this Harmony House record store, and the first record I bought with when I had money in my pocket for the first time was the Beatles' White Album. It's nice to be here today playing a song from that album. I mean, you couldn't get more full circle than that, so that's not lost on me.
On stage, Jack walks out and someone hands him a guitar.
Hello, Nashville. I love playing the Ryman. You know, you all love the Ryman. I'm gonna play a song from the White Album. Anybody got a copy of that? It's called Don't Pass Me By. If you sing along, I'm not gonna be mad at you.
Don't Pass Me By.
I listen for your footsteps. The drive. I listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. I'm waiting for your knock, dear, on my old front door. I'm hearing, does it mean you don't love me anymore? Well, I hear the clock ticking on my mantel shelf. Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. As you know, darling, I love you.
Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. Stand up, 'cause you know.
Jack sets down his guitar and walks off stage. In an interview with Michael Trotter Jr. and Tanya Trotter.
The song we're covering is Without Her. Mm-hmm. And it's just a nice stroll in the park. And it's speaking about what life would feel like and be without her. I resonate more now with that song than ever because I cannot imagine what my life would be without Tanya.
On stage, Michael sits at a piano while Tanya stands by a microphone.
Hello, Nashville. It's an honor to be here tonight, singing for Mr. Ringo Starr.
A spotlight shines on Michael as he begins playing. Without Her.
Softly I search my memories, hope I may find yesterday, and just like her, my thoughts wander, like a in a man, and I'm so weak, I just can't stand to live without. Oh,
From her seat in the audience, Brenda Lee stands and applauds. More members of the audience stand as Tanya bows. In a recording studio, Paul McCartney gives an interview.
Mr. Ringo Starr, Sir Richard Starkey. Ringo was the first guy in the Beatles to really turn us on to country music. We were kind of very much into rock and roll, but he was heavy into country. So he had a lot of records we didn't have, and he was a big admirer of some of the country stars at the time, some of whom we'd never heard of, must admit. But anyway, so he goes way back into country music, and so it was natural for him when we first recorded for his track to be a cover of the Buck Owens song, Act Naturally. And, you know, the thing is, it's the story of Ringo. He came to do the film Hard Day's Night, and he was the star. He was the one who acted naturally. So he's got a long love going way back of country music. And so it's great that he's done a country album. And I love him. So maybe my favourite song of his would have to be Act Naturally. Come on.
Coming up, two Beatles classics, Act Naturally and What Goes On. Get some twang from Billy Strings, Rodney Crowell, and Sarah Jarosz. Plus, Lainey Wilson tells us the Beatles' influence on her music. Ringo and Friends at the Ryman will continue. This is CBS.
In photos, Ringo wears a suit and a cowboy hat. With Emmylou Harris.
The Beatles are just part of the soundtrack of my growing up, out of teenage years into my adult years, and here we are, I'm still there. For Ringo, the fact that he did a Buck Owens song, Act Naturally, I said, all right, that's cool.
I like his songs, all of them. I think they're all great. Get by with a little help from my friends and all of those. My favorite one is Act Naturally. Now, that was my favorite Buck Owens song, too. And that is a country classic, and I think Ringo killed it on that one.
I grew up, you know, in country music. My father was a local hillbilly singer. But I remember What Goes On in Your Heart and Act Naturally, of course.
I'm from Texas. I grew up listening to all the great Texas singer-songwriters, Rodney being one of them. Don Rich sings the harmony on the Act Naturally recording, and T-Bone was like, I want you to sing the Don Rich harmony. Then when we got to rehearsal, Rodney was like, no, we should do it like the Everly Brothers and just duet it. It's another pinch me moment.
Please welcome Rodney Crowell and Sarah Jarosz.
Carrying guitars, Sarah and Rodney walk on stage. Act Naturally. Sarah plays a solo. Mm-hmm. Rodney puts an arm around Sarah's shoulder. They both bow as the audience gives them a standing ovation. With Molly.
It is my birthday, and I can't say that I ever thought I would be here standing on stage at the Ryman with a Beatle on my 32nd birthday. It's a lot. It's a lot going on.
At rehearsal, she practices with Billy Strings.
Favorite Ringo song's got to be What Goes On. I just like that one a lot, and luckily we get to play it at the show, so.
Please welcome Billy Strings and Molly Tuttle. And I guess there's a drummer sitting there, Ringo Starr.
Ringo takes the stage with Molly and Billy. He fist bumps each of them as he heads toward the drum set. What Goes On? Molly and Billy turn and look at Ringo.
Billy, Molly, Ringo.
With Lainey Wilson.
The Beatles revolutionized literally every part of the music business. They got creative in the studio with recording technology. They had a way of finding new sounds and setting trends. They never played by the book, and they set the bar of what a cool, timeless album cover is. The bridge of my song, Heart Like a Truck, is definitely inspired by the Beatles. It's a pulsing string section, and I can't help but think of the Beatles every time I get to sing it.
Coming up.
Don't go anywhere. Sheryl Crow and Molly Tuttle come back to the stage to duet on another Beatles classic. And Nicky Guyton brings the house down with her version of You Don't Know Me.
On stage, Sheryl and Molly hold guitars.
I can't think of anybody who emulates love and peace like Ringo. And it's not a brand.
That's what we need, right? Are you guys feeling that too?
Yeah.
And to be here with such legends, but also for me to get to play with the young whippersnappers like Molly Tuttle. Who are inspiring me to keep going. What a cool night. In the spirit of love and peace to take after Ringo, we're gonna do a song called I Don't Wanna Spoil the Party.
I don't want to spoil the party. Molly and Cheryl nod to each other.
Cheryl, bro!
Molly Tuttle!
The audience gives a standing ovation.
Please welcome Mickey Guyton.
Mickey smiles and waves as she walks out.
Thank you so much. You guys, thank you. Thank you all so, so much.
You don't know me at all.
say you need me, but though you need me, you wonder how did you fall.
Puts her hand on her chest, then bows.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We love you, Ringo.
She waves to the audience. Coming up.
Up next, Ringo reminisces about Goodnight, Yellow Submarine, and With a Little Help from My Friends. Right before, a brand new version of the classic Carl Perkins song, Honey Don't. And Dolly Parton tells us her favorite Beatle.
In an interview, Ringo sits beside T-Bone on a couch.
They ruined my whole career with, I told Paul this, they ruined my whole career when they gave me Goodnight. Now it's time.
I love that song.
I love that
yeah,
song
but
too.
I wanted to be a rocker. A lot of it was, you know, whether it was John or Paul. Well, you do this one, Ringo.
Yeah.
They'd written it. And I felt I could present that in a great way, which was a nice feeling. I thank Paul, you know, because I'm on tour because I do A Little Help for My Friends and Yellow Submarine. So those two songs have given me a career for the last 30 years.
On stage, Billy approaches a microphone.
Howdy.
He plugs a cable into his guitar, then starts to play. Honey, don't.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, baby, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? So wrong. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got the sand all over your feet now. Well, honey, no. Honey, no. Honey, no. Honey, no. Honey, no. I say you will when you want. Sunday morning, you don't look right. You've been out just to paint in the town. Uh-oh, honey, been stepping around now. We'll be right back.
Billy takes off his guitar. Ringo walks out on stage.
You know, I've got an album out, right? It's called Look Up. It's one of the songs from it. It's called Time on My Hands. Thank you.
Time on My Hands.
I used to have a true love. Everything was fine, but now she's found a new love. She's no longer mine. I thought it was forever, but she had other plans. And now these arms are empty, and I got time on my hands. Turned my collar up, kept my eyes turned down, walked the empty streets, the blue side of town. When she was my baby, I was a busy man, but she slipped through my fingers. Now I got time on my hands. Time on my hands. The lesson's been learned. I'm over her now. That bridge has been
Ringo raises one arm and makes a peace sign with his hand.
Thank you.
With Dolly Parton.
Well, everybody doesn't like something, but nobody doesn't like Ringo Starr, right? He was the wild one of the Beatles, and what girl does not like the wild boy in the crowd? Anyway, they were all great, but I always especially loved Ringo.
Oh, Ringo, he was always the jokester, pulling the jokes and making you laugh, but also a stellar musician. But to me, Ringo was the one that truly loved what he did. He wasn't in it for the money. He wasn't in it for the fame. He truly loved the people, and that's why he's still here.
And Ringo, it's kind of funny, as I got older and I started producing records and really getting into what makes something groove and what makes something hip and cool, you realize that so many young drummers took from Ringo Starr. There was not anybody before him that laid it down like he did. He was like a true listening musician.
To to have revisited this country era in such an authentic and beautiful way, it really paves the way and shows us, you know, what's possible when you've been making records for, I mean, how many decades? And to still have that same excitement behind the drum kit, and that's been hugely inspirational for us the past few days.
There's just something fun, youthful, and energetic about him, and it seems to also be eternal.
I mean, I would just stand up there and hold him in hand of his drumsticks if he would let me. I'd be happy with that. That'd be good enough for me. But to also play on stage is just unthinkable from my brain. So I just have to pretend it's happening to somebody else and just live my life through my own eyes backwards. I'll explain later.
Coming up, Jamie Johnson. Ringo performs a new take of his hit, Photograph. And later, the whole crew of country stars joins the stage to perform unforgettable versions of Yellow Submarine and With a Little Help from My Friends.
With Ringo and T-Bone.
When T-Bone, we finally got to the line when I said, well, have you got any songs? He said, I've got 9.
How do you pick the musicians who are going to play on a Ringo Starr record?
The idea was to bridge, to create an arc between the things that we do and these kids who are ripping it up on a whole other zone, which is Billy Strings and Molly Tuttle. Lark and Poe are great. I just tried to make like a Cadillac for him to sit in and press the pedal to the metal.
Ringo's album, Look Up, does actually feature Lark and Poe on a track. We're singing some really rad harmonies and playing some instruments on Rosetta. We're just blown away and proud to play a small part.
It really does showcase his love of country music and roots music and American music.
So nice to hear his vocal tones and his take, and you know his love and passion for country and Western and Americana things, that to see him attack it in this way again. It's such a fresh new take on it.
On stage.
Please welcome back to the stage Ringo Starr with Lark and Poe.
Yeah. You ready, ladies? It's another song from my country album, and it's called Thankful.
Several stage lights shine green. Thankful.
A beautiful day here in California.
Bells with Jamie Johnson.
When I met Paul McCartney, I didn't know I was going to meet Paul McCartney that day. A friend of mine said, "Jamie, Paul McCartney." Of course, he stuck out his hand and he said, "Hey, dude." I looked at him and I said, "Hey, dude."
Please welcome Jamie Johnson.
Several audience members stand as Jamie walks out on stage. Have you seen my baby? Show the band playing and audience members nodding their heads. Jamie tosses a guitar pick into the audience.
Thank you very much. Jamie Johnson.
The audience gives Jamie a standing ovation. Coming up...
Stay tuned for Country Stars talking about how Ringo's message of peace and love has permeated Nashville and their music. And then all the stars come back to the stage to perform a couple of Beatles classics. Ringo and Friends at the Ryman will continue. This is CBS.
In an interview, Rodney makes a peace sign with both his hands.
This is contagious. And it seems like that he has found his spiritual center around what this means. That optimism, that kindness.
Thank you.
It's going to be all right if we all just learn how to love each other.
You know, Martin Luther King says, darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. And I think that that's what Ringo Starr does, is he brings light into this dark world, and that is what helps. And I just think that it's so important, especially now more than ever, to show peace and love no matter how hard it gets.
To have first recorded here in Nashville, whatever it was, 50-something years ago, and to come back, it's everything that he does is a gift. You know, he doesn't have to do any of this. I mean, those guys didn't have to do anything after 1970. They did enough, you know. They could just rest and there'd be no sin committed. So when you have something like this, it's even more of a gift for people who love his history and who love Nashville, who love country music, Americana. I want them to see him bring another side to himself back to us.
First, I have to say, I think my favorite Ringo song was Photograph. It's just such a great song, and I feel like it's so in line with who he is. I mean, he really does exude peace and love. Who he is now, his disposition, his peacefulness was there in the earliest of days.
On stage, Ringo holds a microphone and Billy plays guitar. Photograph.
Coming back anymore.
lights on the stage flash while Ringo holds up peace signs. The audience gives him a standing ovation.
Thank you.
Coming up.
Don't want to miss the all-star performance of With a Little Help from My Friends. With all the proceeds from this performance going to Red Cross to help those impacted by the fires in Los Angeles.
On stage, all the musicians walk out and join Ringo.
Please welcome all of the players and singers back to the stage.
Are you ready?
Yellow Submarine.
In a time.
Ringo shakes his shoulders. Jack White plays a solo. Audience members sing along. Audience claps with Ringo. Ringo and several audience members make peace signs with their hands. Glimpses show the musicians speaking in interviews.
Get by with a little help from my friends. Whoa!
The composition, Ringo, perfect singer to deliver this. Brilliant, brilliant. I sing that song to my grandchildren.
And that song has always been kind of an anthem for my generation. And I guess with all these younger artists, it's speaking to them too.
With Little Help from My Friends is such a true song for all of us. Like We all need some help. We all need the support of others. And, you know, some of the proceeds from this song, it's going to go towards the wildfire victims. And I think that is the true spirit of this music, is to help others.
it's especially meaningful that they've decided to donate funds from this recording of A Little Help from My Friends to the Red Cross. Seeing all of this unfold, how horrible everything has been in Los Angeles, the silver lining is seeing how people come together to help each other. And it's the song says it all. That is how we move forward. That's how we get by.
I love that Ringo just immediately was like, oh, this is what we do as musicians. We show up. We bring what we do, which is we make music. It's really cool to not just only be on stage with him getting to sing this unbelievably historically awesome song, but it feels good to feel like you're doing something.
The purpose of the song is so great, A Little Help from My Friends.
It's perfect.
And, you know, I've had a lot of help from my friends, and such a great line.
With A Little Help from My Friends.
One more time. everybody on stage. I love you, and I'm truly grateful.
Love you, Ringo.
It's been great. Thank you.